How to get involved in ministry genogram conversations. How can you get involved in ministry genogram conversations? Begin slowly. This is not a tool to use casually or suddenly. A genogram conversation touches family history, and family history can include grief, shame, anger, trauma, blessing, confusion, and deep longing. So the first step is not technique. The first step is trust. Start by learning the purpose of the tool. A ministry genogram is not a way to dig up secrets. It is not a way to diagnose a family. It is not a way to make someone confront relatives. It is a simple formation map that helps a person notice patterns, blessings, wounds, missing models, and possible next steps in Christ. Second, practice on yourself before you guide someone else. Draw a simple three-generation family map. Notice repeated patterns. Notice gifts. Notice emotional habits. Notice what was missing. Notice spiritual influences. Ask, how did my family formation shape the way I respond to conflict, leadership, calling, affection, authority, money, prayer, or risk? This self-awareness matters. Ministry leaders who have not reflected on their own formation may react strongly to someone else's story. They may over-identify, judge too quickly, rescue too much, or avoid painful themes. Third, learn to ask permission clearly. You might say, sometimes it helps to draw a simple family map to notice patterns and strengths. Would you be open to that? Or, we do not need to go into anything you are not ready to discuss. We can keep this simple. Fourth, use this tool in appropriate settings. A genogram conversation may fit ministry coaching, chaplaincy, pastoral care, soul center ministry, marriage mentoring, recovery ministry, anger reset ministry, leadership development, or discipleship. But each setting has different boundaries. A church lobby is not the place for deep family disclosure. A small group may not be private enough. A conversation involving abuse, self-harm, or danger may require referral or reporting according to law and ministry policy. Fifth, keep the conversation practical. Help the person identify one faithful next step. That step may be prayer, journaling, seeking counseling, asking for mentoring, practicing a new response, setting a boundary, reclaiming a blessing, or beginning something no one modeled before. You get involved by becoming trustworthy. You listen, you ask permission, you protect dignity, you stay within your role, you refer when needed. And you help people see that their family story is real, but Christ is still writing redemption.